Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This is the Everything is Black and White podcast, brought to you by Chronicle Live, bringing you the latest insight on everything to do with Newcastle United. You can find us on iTunes, Acast, Spotify, or most podcast providers. Hello and welcome to the Everything is Black and White podcast. It's time for our weekend preview. The international break is finally over, and Newcastle return to action with a trip down to Stamford Bridge on Saturday to take on Chelsea. I'm joined by Football London's Oliver Harbord, who is the football correspondent there, covers the Blues home and away. Thank you very much for joining us, Oliver.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, it's great to have domestic football back. We'll start with any injuries, because Chelsea had quite a few players who were on international duty. Are you envisaging anyone missing out? I mean, what is the injury list looking like?
They've got quite a few worries, really, starting from before the international break. Both Emerson and Antonio Rudiger were struggling with injuries. Emerson's been back in training, but Rudiger might not be fit enough to play at the weekend. They're being very cautious with him because he hasn't played all season apart from 45 minutes. And then there were more injuries over the international break. N'Golo Kante struggled with an injury. He was supposed to play for France, but then pulled out in the warm-up. He has a really tough time of fit this year so far with injuries. Mateo Kovacic is another one who's struggling. Andreas Christensen as well, and Reece James pulled out of injury, international duty with the England under-21s, but he has been back in training. They're hoping to have him. So there's really quite a few doubts there for Chelsea and for Frank Lampard, especially as the fact they have Ajax in the Champions League on Wednesday following the Newcastle game. So a lot of questions for him to answer over who he starts, whether he risks certain players, or whether he sort of goes for more backup options with that Champions League game in mind.
Chelsea coming to this game looking for their fifth win on the bounce in all competitions. So looking at Newcastle's form, obviously Newcastle beat Manchester United last time out, but other than that, they haven't had the best start to the season. Is this a game you think Frank Lampard will definitely be expecting Chelsea to win?
Yeah, I would say so. I think that the fans especially would be eyeing this up as a potential three-pointer. You know, they've had a good run of form before the international break. They've sort of got themselves together now. They didn't have as many injuries before the international break, but now, obviously, as I said, there's a few more that they've picked up over the last couple of weeks, so that might sort of disrupt the flow a little bit. But they've got players in form. You know, Tammy Abraham's scoring goals. Mason Mount's looking very, very good. There's still some weaknesses there. The defence is still shaky, and they've only had one clean sheet all season. So, you know, there are still questions there for Frank Lampard, but you would expect at home against a Newcastle team that have struggled over the course of the season so far, you'd expect that they'd be fairly confident of picking up 3 points.
I mean, given the fact that Chelsea have won their last seven matches against Newcastle at Stamford Bridge, scoring 20 goals and conceding three, the odds are most certainly in Frank Lampard's favour. I mean, how is he doing? Obviously, a big job, his biggest job of his career so far, kind of the fairy tale Hollywood story. But how is he handling the pressure?
Yeah, he seems to be taking it all pretty much in his stride. I mean, there's no way that Chelsea fans would have envisaged him being their manager in only his second season as a manager. You know, I think circumstances with the transfer ban have meant that he's had to come on board that little bit quicker. He's brought on board coaching staff that know the youth players very, very well in Jody Morris and Joe Edwards. Both development squad and under-18 coaches at Chelsea before Jody Morris moved to Derby with Frank Lampard. So he seems to have dealt with it pretty well. You know, he's obviously got a lot of grace with the fans. They're willing to give him a lot of time, being the record goal scorer and a very, very popular figure at Stamford Bridge. So even when they haven't played quite their best, they're still willing to give him the time. And that's really allowed everything to sort of settle. And it's given him time, more time than probably any Chelsea manager's ever had before, because, you know, with the circumstances off the pitch, with the transfer ban, the fact they lost Eden Hazard, obviously such a massive player for Chelsea. You know, he's been able to have that little bit of grace and he seems to have settled in quite nicely.
You mentioned there Chelsea's defence. I was going to ask you about kind of the one weakness that Newcastle United could exploit on Saturday, that, you know, Steve Bruce, looking through the tapes, would have gone, okay, that's where we can hurt Chelsea. Is it that the biggest weakness is their defence?
Yeah, absolutely, at the moment. But also from set pieces is probably their biggest issue. Every time that Chelsea could see the set piece, they're looking very, very dodgy in those situations. Frank Lampard's tended to go for a zonal marking system, and it's left them quite exposed at times, and people having free headers that you just wouldn't really expect a player in the six-yard box to be getting. It happened against Lille when they conceded. It happened against Liverpool when they conceded as well. And that's somewhere Steve Bruce is really going to look to hurt Chelsea, especially is those set pieces. And you know, when you've got a guy like Andy Carroll, if he starts or not, you know, he's dangerous, so dangerous in the air, and something that Newcastle could really exploit.
Against Manchester United, Newcastle played on the counter. They were, you know, quick at going forward from their kind of their own box. How will Chelsea deal with the way Newcastle set up and play?
Yeah, that's also an area where Chelsea have looked a little bit vulnerable when teams have looked to counter-attack them. They're very strong going forward, and Frank Lampard is still tinkering around a little bit with his desired formation. He's sort of gone with a 4-2-3-1. He's gone with 4-3-3, 3-4-3 as well. He's kind of not settled on anything quite yet. And, you know, they have looked a little bit exposed on the counter-attack. You know, I'd expect on Saturday for Chelsea to have a lot more of the possession, especially through the likes of Jorginho and looking to get it wide through the likes of Willian and Hudson-Odoi if they both start. But, you know, sometimes they do get a little bit overloaded and can get caught on the break. So I think that'd be quite an important way for Newcastle to maybe get to Chelsea.
And who's the star man for Chelsea that, you know, Steve Bruce needs to really try and get his team to keep quiet?
Well, actually, I think that Jorginho's had a very, very good season. He's playing in a more direct style. He came under a lot of criticism last year, especially from fans who, you know, thought his style of play, even though he got a lot of touches on the ball, you know, would move very much sideways to sideways, too slow in possession. But that was kind of the way that Maurizio Sarri wanted him to play. Frank Lampard's giving him a lot more license to look forward, to be more direct with his play. And some of the balls he's been playing recently have just been exceptional, really cutting out sort of defences, looking for Tammy Abraham to make those runs over the top. But also, you know, he's been a superb in the centre of midfield. Of course, you've got to look at Tammy Abraham as well. You know, the goals he's scored already this season, he's looking very, very comfortable at this level. And especially against sort of teams that you might say are slightly more in the bottom half of the table as well, he's looked quite ruthless against. So, you know, I think if Steve Bruce was looking to cut two things out, you're probably looking at Jorginho to stop that flow of balls going forward. And then you have to keep a pretty decent eye on Tammy Abraham right now.
So flip it on its head from what you've seen in Newcastle, from what you've read. Who's the star man you think Frank Lampard will be eager to keep quiet?
Yeah, I think it's quite an interesting one with Lampard, the way he sort of sets his team up. He's more interested about his own team, if you like. So he'll be looking to stop them in that way. I'm quite a big fan of Almiron. I know he's struggled without goals, if anything. But, you know, I think his pace is something that can really damage Chelsea. And then also, obviously as well, the set pieces, as I said before, if Andy Carroll does get a start, then, you know, Chelsea are going to have to do something really close to him when it comes to set pieces. I'm not sure zonal marking is going to do them any favours, because I think Lampard's going to have to look at the threat that he possesses in the air and think about how they can stop them, because that's where Chelsea have looked their weakness as well.
Obviously quite a chaotic summer for Newcastle. I mean, what is the view of Newcastle from Chelsea fans? Obviously we had the Rafa Benitez connection not so long ago, and we all know the view on him from Chelsea fans. But I mean, in general, how did Chelsea fans look upon Newcastle? Is it just, you know, this should be a guaranteed 3 points?
I don't think, I mean, as you know, you saw against Manchester United, there's no guarantee 3 points against Newcastle at all. I think, you know, Steve Bruce has had a bit of time now to settle in and to have his way of playing. So there's no guarantee of 3 points whatsoever. I think it's Chelsea look back over the course of the season as well. You know, they were 2-0 up against Sheffield United and let that slip in the second half. They know that they're going to have to play a full you know, 90 minutes of good football just to get 3 points against a team that's no doubt going to be very, very resolute. You know, I think Chelsea fans might look at what's going on at Newcastle and think it's a shame of a club that has been so great as well over the years, and everything off the field has happened. You know, and Newcastle is a great club to visit, a great club to go and watch play. And so they're probably looking at it as though, you know, this is maybe not a club in their brightest years right now, but definitely a dangerous club and one of the big clubs in English football.
Fantastic. And then just to finish, I always ask the opposition writers their score predictions for the weekend. So what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, I'm always rubbish with these, so I'll give it a good go. I think Chelsea will come out with 3 points. I think that Newcastle will score. So I'm going to go with a 3-1 Chelsea win, I think.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode so far. Just a quick reminder to please subscribe and review to our podcast through iTunes, Spotify, or whichever podcast provider you listen through.
So that was Oliver Harbord from Football London. I'm now joined by Kieran Kelly, who's enjoyed a nice break during the international break. Glad to be back and looking forward to domestic football again.
Yeah, I'm on my own international break, ready to go now. Yeah, huge game, obviously, on Saturday. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
And Newcastle come in, obviously, on the win, on the back of that win against Manchester United. We spoke a couple of weeks back saying it's probably come at the wrong time, because the first thing you want is another game to play. And they probably don't get much tougher than Chelsea, actually, when you think about it. Do you think that that spirit, that boost that they got off the Man United game, you know, that's continued through this fortnight?
Yeah, definitely. I think if you look at the amount of internationals who've been away, you can count them really on one hand. So a lot of that group has still been at the base, and by all accounts, it's been a really happy place to be. It's amazing what a result can do. And yeah, I think they go into this, as I've said before, now having a blueprint and knowing, you know, Leicester literally has to be the rock bottom this season. They can't play like that again. I think that silent flight home has stuck with the players. I think the Steve Bruce's tirade at full time has stuck with the players, and they know now, hey, if we play like we did against Manchester United, you can give every team in this league a good game. And I personally think they can go up another level this season. I think, you know, let's be honest, it was a poor Manchester United team. They're missing a lot of players, so I think they will take the positives from that, but know that they have to keep improving almost every week now to really make a good go of this season.
And we saw against Manchester United a very counter-attacking style play. You had Almiron and St. Maximin really causing a lot of issues. Do we envisage the same setup against Chelsea, or do you think you might revert to a bit more of a defensive style?
Yeah, it's the big question. I think, you know, Chelsea, we've seen they love to press as well. So it's figuring out how you can make the best use of the ball when, you know, they're going to be at you all the time. You see even someone like Mason Mount, he really, really does work so hard off the ball. I think there are elements they'll take from that Man United game. I don't think it's as simple as just saying just play like that again. I think there are elements of how they played against Liverpool, certainly the start of that game. They'll take that into this game, you know, trying to keep the crowd, not that Chelsea's crowd is particularly loud, but, you know, frustrate them. Making a really good start is key, those first 20 minutes, and then just trying to settle things down. But the thing about Newcastle this season, for the large part, is they've played better. Again, when, you know, they're going in as the underdogs against the top six, where the expectation isn't really there. They're not having to get on the ball and dominate like they did against Brighton or Watford. So it's a kind of game that ironically suits them. As hard as a start this has been, just like last season, playing a lot of the top teams, I don't think it's a bad game necessarily to have after the international break.
Chelsea looking for their fifth successive win in all competitions, flying relatively high in the table. Everything's looking positive. So while they're not in the same situation as Man United, where things aren't looking as happy, I suppose Frank Lampard is still working out his best side, he's still working out his best formation, and Steve Bruce ought to be looking at that and thinking, okay, this is where we can exploit Chelsea.
Yeah, I think, you know, they're certainly hitting their stride. I think they've scored 15 goals in the last four games. As you said, winning all four, it's really compelling, isn't it? I think, you know, Bruce has obviously come up against Lampard before. Derby played in a similar way, obviously very different personnel, so he knows what they're going to be about. They have had plenty of time to prepare for this game. But Chelsea do give goals. You know, you've seen Sheffield United go to Stamford Bridge, and deservedly get a draw. And there are things like set pieces, which Newcastle can definitely exploit. You know, irony is, of course, Newcastle haven't scored from a set piece this season. So that's something I'm sure they've worked on in the past couple of weeks. How can, you know, they upset that system Chelsea had? They're very, like, a zonal system. And I think that's something they can definitely look at. But yeah, you look at what they did against Manchester United with, yeah, the long staffs pressing in the middle. We expect that could continue. You've Sam Axman as that key link between midfield and attack, who really, I don't think defenders are going to figure out quite. It'd be a while before they figure out how to combat him. You saw him against Manchester United. They did not know, you know, he had three on him at one point. They crowded him, then they stood off him. He's really hard to predict. So I think that will give Chelsea something to think about. But there's at least a bit more about Newcastle, a bit more optimism now that, okay, they can go there and at least give Chelsea something to think about. But of course, it's a hard place to go. Newcastle haven't got a great record there, but I think they will take confidence from those games. As I said, they played against top six this season.
Now, coming to Newcastle's side, obviously the Longstaff brothers stole the headlines against Manchester United. Would you keep both of them in the middle of the park?
I would personally. I think, you know, you saw what Matty brought to the team. I think if he was a 28-year-old, you would still say that was a brilliant performance in terms of his attitude, how hard he worked. And of course, you know, he offered a real threat going forward as well. I thought, Sean, that was probably his best game of the season so far. He's obviously coming back from a serious knee injury, and I thought he played really well against Man United. Obviously, that extra dimension going into that game, and he really stood up. So I definitely keep them. I can understand, you know, there might be people saying you need to protect players, but, you know, Sean played at Chelsea last season, didn't he? I think it might have been his full Premier League debut. He did well there. Matty's already proved that he belongs at this kind of a level for me. I know he's a lot to go, and you don't want to put too much expectation on him, but he can cope with playing against a Jorginho, a Kante. I think that's something he'd really relish. So personally, if you're going to throw him in against Manchester United, why not throw him in against Chelsea? That'd be my attitude on it.
Do you envisage any changes? I mean, the guys who've been away on international break have come back, you know, in good health. Almiron was back training yesterday. Do you see any changes, or is it just, look, Newcastle United beat Man United, let's just keep the same team and maybe just revert to a bit more of a defensive style, but for personnel, just keep it as it is?
Yeah, I mean, you look at it's only probably Richie and, of course, Hayden, who's suspended, are going to miss this. So for once, he's going into games now with loads of options. To even get on the bench is getting a bit hard. So you have Lejeune potentially coming back into thinking, you know, and I personally wouldn't make any changes. I think it'd be harsh on Clark and Yedlin, who came in first league starts the season. I thought they were both, you know, it almost went under the radar how well they played. Willems is getting better with each game. And then obviously you had Longstaff and Sam Axman came in, who were two of the big positives from that Manchester United game. So otherwise, I don't see what changes you'd make, really, providing everyone's fit. I think I'd stick with that team, yeah, definitely.
And just finally then, is this a game Newcastle United can win, and what will the score be?
I think getting a win might be a stretch. I think it may be a narrow defeat. I don't think they will push Chelsea at points, but you just look at that Chelsea team at the moment, the form they're in, particularly up front, Mount, Abraham, you've Hudson-Odoi potentially to come in as well. He's really starting to hit form again, so it's a big ask to keep all them out. I do think there is something to get out of that Chelsea defence, but I'd probably go for a 2-1 win for Chelsea, but I don't think Newcastle will disgrace themselves by any means.
Well, there you have it. Head over to Chronicle Live to keep up to date with all the latest Newcastle United news, including Steve Bruce's press conference tomorrow and live match coverage of the game against Chelsea. Thank you very much.